I'm Dantes, better known as the Dawn of Beer.
And I'm Em Sauter, better known as Pints and Panels.
Welcome to episode 43 of the All About Beer podcast. Every 2 weeks, we talk with leading experts and take a deep dive into one topic in beer. This week on the show, we're going to talk about the Czech pour. Visit allaboutbeer.com and follow us on social media at allaboutbeer. And visit patreon.com/allaboutbeer to support this show and others. So, Em, are you a fan? I actually know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. For our audience, a fan of the side pull tap?
No, of course I am. What are you, crazy? I really like them. I actually like them for other beer styles. They're great with British beers. Shocking. Like dark mild.
Oh, really?
Best bitters. Really, really nice. I really like that they're being installed in many breweries and beer bars around America. It's fun to see the Czech tradition go outside of the Czech Republic. It's great. I love it. I'm just excited about beer.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out what's special about them. I mean, is it just that they pull sideways? Like, big deal, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But we're going to find out what's special about them and why they make beer taste better. But first, if you would like to help support the All About Beer podcast, please reach out to podcast@allaboutbeer.com. Speaking of supporting the show, here's a word from our sponsors.
Estrella Galicia, where brewing excellence has been a family tradition since 1906. They're all about lager, rooted in the German brewing heritage. Maintaining their commitment to tradition, they brew exclusively in their original brewery in La Coruña, Spain. Each beer boasts its own distinctive recipe. No shortcuts, no compromises. They shun high-gravity tricks and avoid additives, even in their alcohol-free beers, and stick firmly to traditional methods. Their passion for beer sets them apart as they embrace and celebrate the art of brewing. At Estrella Galicia, they love beer above all things. Experience the difference and learn more on Instagram at Estrella Galicia USA.
Eric Larkin is a beer enthusiast who has worked in the brewing industry for just over 12 years. After swearing he would never open a brewery, he found himself captivated by the culture, history, and production methods of lager in the Czech Republic and opened Cohesion Brewing with his wife Lisa in 2021. Prior to that, Eric worked at a number of breweries also known for exploration of specific styles, including New England IPAs at Odd 13 Brewing in Lafayette, Colorado, and Belgian styles at Allagash Brewing in Portland, Maine. Now he tries to find any excuse to explore beer across the US and Europe for what can be dubbed a quote-unquote work trip. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Hey, thanks, Don. Good to be here.
Okay, so what exactly is a Czech pour and what makes it better / different / special? Why do you do it?
/ delicious.
/
Sorry.
Yeah, so the Czech pouring, there's definitely, as with all of brewing and all this stuff, I'm continuing to learn more and more about this all the time and how it developed and how it came to be. But the Czech pouring was definitely, from the first time I traveled to Czech Republic to drink beers there, it was noticeable. It's definitely something that stands out from how we drink beer in the U.S. most of the time. And it's even a little bit different than some other European countries I had visited. And definitely they have some emphasis on some very different parts. So for me, the Czech pouring is something that we have latched onto here at Cohesion and is fun to bring to people. But really, it's an emphasis. I think the top end of the people who really pay attention to it in the Czech Republic, their big concern is taking care of the beer in the best way that they can and presenting it in the best way that they can to their customers. So for them, what that means is presenting a solid amount of foam on the beer or head on the beer, and offering a variety of styles of pouring. So using mostly Lueker faucets, that's a company that's based out of Pilsen. They've kind of dominated the supply of taps in the Czech Republic, although you'll see some other companies working around, and there have been some imports recently that have made it into the Czech Republic from other places making taps. So you're starting to see a little bit more places pop up, but Lueker is by far the dominant. And what makes that faucet unique is its inner mechanics. It has a little bit different fittings inside of it that allow for a wet drinkable foam to come out of the faucet, as opposed to kind of that dry bitter foam that we get and we tend to not like here in the U.S. when you say you pour off of a pony tap or really any kind of way you pour it, you can get this really unpleasant foam. But the Czechs have found a way to both manipulate beer during pouring, both with the way they pour it and the type of equipment they use to produce this really dense, wet foam that creates a whole new experience for the beers. So we embrace it here and pour at Cohesion. We pour the three styles of pours that I have seen in the Czech Republic that are kind of, I would say Pilsner Kell is sort of the big push on these specific types of pours. And we've kind of followed that lead a little bit. So the pours we offer are the Hladinka, which means level or levels. And it's meant to indicate like when you're drinking a mug and you have those lacing lines that kind of look like waves. They look like, you know, waves on the ocean. That's what Hladinka means. And so it's levels.
Oh.
There's a schnitt pour, which is kind of like a half pour. It definitely emphasizes more foam and less beer. And then there's the Mlieko pour, which is the one that tends to get the internet more riled up. That is an all foam specialty pour. And so we offer those three styles of pour. But for us, if you walk up and you've never been here, don't have any familiarity with the Czech styles of pouring, you say, hey, I'd like a beer. We're going to serve you a half liter mug, chilled in a water bath that is then filled with about 3 to 4 fingers of foam and a proper half liter measure of beer. So that's our goal. and there's some reasons why I think they do all of these, but the biggest reason that I've heard for the foam is for, it kind of means freshness to them, right? And an older, staler beer, potentially spoiled beer, would not hold foam as well. And so This amount of foam indicates freshness, right? It indicates, okay, I've got a good, healthy pour of beer, that a beer that isn't flat, it can create foam. It's not spoiled or sour. It can create, you know, a dense head of foam that lasts. And that kind of indicates a little bit of quality to them. So you see a different amount of foam on that Hladinka pour, but for us, we're really trying to make sure you get the experience, but still get all of the beer you're paying for, and get a full half liter.
Okay. So there was a lot there. and I think that a lot of people focus on the tap itself, but you mentioned that it's chilled in a water bath. So we're not talking about a frosted mug.
The mug is. Yep. The mug is. Yep.
It's not frosted. It's just that it's the same beer temperature. Is that correct?
That's the goal, is that the mug is the temperature of the beer. And I would say probably only 10 to 20% of the places you're going to go, you're going to see that. Lueker is the company that makes way more than taps. They really make the whole draft system. They're draft system experts, really. So they make serving tanks. They have that you fill from a like bulk truck, and they have plastic bags inside. They make all the draft lines. They make the bars. They make this cooling bath for your mugs. So they're a full service draft company. They're making way more than the faucets. And they're coming around on the pouring, and they do offer some pouring education at this point. But a lot of the emphasis on pouring has come from other instigators, I would say, in the Czech market to really bring this forward. Like Lueker wasn't the one saying like, you should be pouring this way. They were just suppliers of equipment, really.
Okay. You did briefly talk about how the inner workings are different. Can you just describe that a little bit? And I'm guessing that that's how you get the more wet foam as opposed to just a bitter, airy foam.
Yeah, totally. So the Lueker faucet is a ball valve, just like you might see in any kind of plumbing fitting that you may have in your house, or if you're working in a brewery, with obviously a much nicer, much more pleasant to look at exterior. So really the inner workings of this are concentric spheres. And on the side of one of these spheres, there's a small circular opening. And as you turn that faucet to the side, you bring it closer or pointed right to the person who's pouring, you're opening up a very, very small hole. And it's a much smaller opening than you can get with, say, a traditional Perlick or Micromatic faucet that is more of a plunger style. So if you've ever taken apart a tap, a faucet, typically there's a plunger, there's a shaft, and then it goes out to an opening that's circular, and it kind of looks like a plunger, and it's got a gasket on the outside. And when you push that tap back or forward to open the beer, you're moving the shaft forward and backwards to allow beer to flow out. And in that circle, you can't get really a small opening, right? When you as soon as you're lifting it forward or backwards, the seat is opening basically the whole circumference of the circle. So your minimum opening is not as small as you can get with a true ball valve. It's obviously much easier to see and visualize this than to talk about it, but that small opening, just like when you're a kid playing with a hose, if you put your thumb over 90% of the faucet or of the hose, you know, there's some pressure and you can spray your friends or whatever, and you're going to have it. But if you cover 99% of that hose, the pressure is exponentially greater. It's so much more distance you can get when you spray and all that kind of stuff. So that same difference is happening inside of something like a Lucre faucet versus a more standard American faucet. And so you're getting a higher pressure through that opening. And that's what I believe really creates that wet foam. It allows for the beer to make a foam that is drinkable. So you can put the same beer on two different faucets and get two different experiences. And the Lucre just allows for a little bit more flexibility on the type of foam that you can create.
Okay. It's not just the amount of foam, it's the type of foam.
Exactly. Yeah. The type of foam is really important. And you will see the Czech pouring, though. I mean, I've been to bars in the Czech Republic where they don't have Lucres at all, and they're using maybe like a more Belgian-style ball faucet. And what the thing you're going to notice is they're still going to pour with a lot of foam. Even if they're not delivering this super wet drinkable foam, you're going to get a very substantial amount of foam on your beer, no matter the style, no matter the type of service. That is consistent across the country and across, you know, craft beer and pretty much beer in general that I've seen there.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Em, it sounded like you were going to ask a question and then I interrupted you.
No, you're good. So you are based in Denver, Colorado, which is a big beer city. I bet you get people from all over the world and all over America, and they come to this Czech brewery and you serve them essentially a big foam bowl. And Americans hate, for the most part, not to generalize or stereotype, Americans usually are taught to hate foam because foam is cheating them out of beer. That's why when you go to a dive bar, you get that kind of stadium pour all the way to the top. You do a really great job of, because I've been to your brewery before multiple times, of educating how to, you know, pronunciation and signage. How do you get your staff to explain to a customer that foam is good? I know you've touched on this briefly, but don't know if you have any like language that the whole staff uses or wording that, like, how do you teach people, especially people who are predisposed to dislike foam, that their beer is full of foam and that it's a great thing? Foam is wonderful.
So we have the phrase foam is beautiful. We have stickers about it. I think we do quite a bit of putting the foam pours around. There's a lot of imagery of the different foam pours on our menus, on our back bar. So we really try and expose you to a lot of it. But yeah, there's always customers. There's always going to be customers when we're doing something that is, you know, a little bit outside of what they typically see, no matter if it's what we're doing or someone else is doing, who are confused and a little perplexed. I think the way that we approach it, so we get the questions, hey, can I get my full pour? You know, hey, can you top me up? And, you know, it's always, this is the way it's meant to be poured. And if you really want to understand why, we offer, so the Mlieko pour is typically sold in half liter mugs in Czech, but that's a lot of foam for people who are already skeptical of this style. So we offer a foam shot, which is basically like a taster size glass of foam. So we give people a taste of what that is and what's happening on the top of their beer. So we say, hey, if you know, we're doing this in this Czech style, we have this way of pouring that is unique and different. We get that, but we think it's a good thing. So if you want to try just the foam on top, try this foam shot. We'll give it to you for free. Just try this little bit of foam and know that that's what we're trying to give you on the top of your beer. And if you taste it and you like it, that's something that the next time you get poured a Hladinka style pour, that first sip is going to have some of that foam. It's going to offer different flavors, a different experience, and we hope that you like it. And 99% of the time when people, if they accept the foam shot, which most people don't turn down free beer, even in foam form, they taste it and they say, hey, I this is good. Like, this is different and unique. Like, oh, that's what you're giving me. I'm fine with this. And that really assuages a lot of the, you know, anger that people come, or just confusion, or, you know, that they come with. And luckily it goes over pretty well. And Typically, we don't really have to even resort to that. A lot of times we just say like, hey, so we pour in the Czech style. This is a, you know, Czech style brewery. We're really embracing their traditions. If you don't want to drink the foam, you can always just let it settle and wait till you have no foam and drink just your beer. And typically, you know, that gets people to understand kind of what's going on, and we don't have a problem. But I think when people taste it, and that's something that I do know that some of the places in the Czech Republic who are doing a little more training for how to pour the beer on Lucre faucets, that's something that they've done as well. They'll have people pour a beer, you know, with a little bit drier area foam, and they'll have people pour a beer in the way that the Lucre recommends it. And you taste those two different foams, and it really is a different experience. And that has helped us. Like when we train bars that pour our beer, the bartenders then get it. They're like, oh, this is, yeah, if I don't pour it the way that you're recommending, it tastes way different. And so getting people to associate those flavors with what's happening has helped a lot.
For people who haven't experienced it, can you maybe describe what that foam tastes like? Like, is it sweeter or hoppier?
Yeah. Or, so it is. So it depends on the beer. So foam in general is a byproduct of beer that is different than the liquid inside of it, right? The foam is mostly protein, whereas the liquid has a lot of stuff contained inside of it. And that foam always tastes different with different beers. So we find we don't really make too many really hoppy beers, but we do occasionally dry hop for special occasions, or like we have a beer on right now that's dry hopped. And when we dry hop beers, the foam does tend to contain a little bit more of the hoppy flavors. When we have a beer that's more malt balanced, so say like our Tamave, our dark lager, that tends to have a little bit more of the like rich malt notes. So typically the texture is very, if you drink it quickly enough, the texture is rich and creamy and smooth. And then you do get a little bit of sweetness, but you also get a different flavor experience based on what the beer is. So for example, our Tamave, it kind of tastes like a cappuccino when you take the foam shot. Or take a Mlico pour, but when you drink the beer by itself, it's got a little bit more chocolate notes. And then with our 12 degree, like our pale lager kind of flagship beer, that beer tends to present a little bit more bitterness, a little bit more hoppiness, but still is rich and creamy and smooth. So it tastes a little bit different than the beer, which has a lot of the bready notes to it, a lot more of the malt character from that side. So the foam really differs based on the beer. And we like to think about too the different pours, kind of like a, you know, a specialty coffee bar would, where you have an espresso, you have a cappuccino, you have a latte, you have a cortado, you have different ways to serve the same base beverage with different amounts of milk and foamy milk, and they provide different experiences. And some people like an espresso, some people like a latte. So we like to compare it to that if people are looking to understand the flavor differences that you can get.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that analogy. And when people drink the foam, it's not, despite it being foam, it's not gassy, right? People don't get bloated from it.
No, I don't. I think it is because we're essentially pouring it under pressure, we're also knocking out some carbonation. So I find that the different pours also offer different fullness in your stomach, right? And they do have a pour in Czech that's called the Choktan, which is poured with no foam, and there's basically the tap wide open, more similar to what you would get in like a typical American style pour. And that beer always tends to be more carbonated. And the Czechs kind of see that as like a filling pour. And part of the reason they knock out some of the CO2, some of the carbonation as they're pouring, is to create like a easier to drink beer, right? So I agree with how the Czechs approach it, that the sometimes a heavy dose of carbonation can actually fill your stomach, right? That gas can start to dissolve in your stomach and it feels a little bit bloated. But the Mlieko pours really don't fill you up with gas, because what you're drinking is majority liquid. It still has beer in it. When we let a half liter of a Mlieko pour settle, it's about 10 to 12 ounces of beer. Like it's not like there's no beer in there. It's a pretty substantial portion of the glass that is beer.
Okay. I'm always dominating these conversations. Sorry.
No, you're good. Do you only use Lucre taps?
So yeah, we pour everything on Lucre tap that we make here. And we require bars, any bar that's pouring our beer, to use a Lucre as well.
Oh, does that, do you ever find any pressure for that? Or, I mean, I know that their lucre taps, their side pulls have been really popular in the past few years. Have you ever run up against anyone who's like, well, I just don't have that?
Oh yeah, no, I mean, not, pretty much no one has them. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of it works for our business model because we never really wanted to sell a ton of beer out of the tap room. So for us, it was always, hey, if you want to have this is the way it's got to be done. And 95% of people say, I can't do that, I don't want to do that, or logistically, my system doesn't work for that. Like, I don't want to get beer all over the floor because these taps are so big, they're going to stick out past my drip tray. So we have people that, hey, we love your bar, we'd love to work with you, but totally get it, can't work right now, and maybe someday, we'll be able to find a way to make it work. And it's not like it's a negative on either side. It's just, what we've chosen to do. And again, it helps us to limit who we can work with, so we don't have so much pressure to kind of put that much beer out into the market.
So we're not getting Cohesion beer at a Colorado Rockies game anytime soon.
Probably not.
No, okay.
I don't think that they're gonna spring for the Lucres in the Rocky Stadium, but there's not
Okay.
that many people going to the games this year anyway, I don't think. So
That's
I'm not super worried
they
about
are
that one.
not good. Yeah, it's a shame. I've
But
heard,
hey, I don't really follow baseball, but I've heard that they're it's not a lot to expect this year.
So you just said all of your beers are you pour through this through the Luker. Do you, when you're brewing beer, recipe formulation and all that, are you cognizant of that? And do you think you brew your beer differently to be poured through a Luker?
No, I think so. I mean, for us specifically, we're making Czech style beer with the goal to kind of represent the Czech brewing tradition in our own twist and way on it, the best that we can. And for me, I'm more driven by observation and what I see and what I like and appreciate about Czech beer culture, and trying to bring that here to Denver. And so really from the brewing side, like, I just do what they do, and there may be steps that they're doing that are accentuating that or emphasizing that, but there's not really any special, I don't make any special thought to, like, oh, how do I make this beer produce more foam? Obviously, foam retention and creating a nice lasting head on beer is something that brewers consider, and definitely lager brewers. I think all brewers consider it, but I feel like lager brewers get extra particular about it. So we're always thinking about, how to make beer present a good amount of foam, but I don't think I've ever made like a process step adjustment specifically thinking like, how is this going to pour through a Luker? So
Okay. Awesome. Eric,
yeah.
thank you. Thank you for your time. If people want to find out more about Cohesion Brewing or maybe what you're doing yourself, what are your social media handles?
Yeah, so we have at Cohesion Beer is the Instagram. We're on Facebook. We are on Twitter, but that doesn't really, we don't want to do too much on there. And then yeah, our website, cohesionbeer.com. We have all our events and stuff up there, and yeah, we're just outside the Rhino neighborhood in Denver, so and not too far off the highway 70. So if you're coming out for a ski trip or something, it's easy to just pop down and have a quick beer.
Full of foam, full of delicious foam.
That's
Full of
right,
delicious
that's right.
foam. Awesome. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Cheers. And we'll be right back with Magda Hopova of Polt to talk about beer in the Czech Republic right after this.
At Estrella Galicia, thanks to their strong ties and inspiration from the German brewing tradition, their very first brew came to life, a German Pilsner. Initially, it was only available in La Coruña and could be enjoyed at their own beer garden. But by the 1920s, when their master brewer joined the team, they expanded their range to include a Munich, a Bock, and a Doppelbock. The selection and care of the yeast were essential to ensure the success of the fermentation, and they made the big decision to preserve their own yeast strain. Experience the difference and learn more on Instagram at Estrella Galicia USA.
Magdalena Hopova was born in 1996 in the Czech Republic and studied as a geography teacher. She started as a home brewer in 2018 and worked for 3 years in Dva Kahuti Craft Brewery as a tapster and brewmaster. She has been working for the last 2.5 years as a tapster at Polt in Prague, a lager-focused beer bar. She is certified in beer sensory analysis and tap system sanitation. Welcome to the show, Magda.
Hello.
So the Czech Republic, as I understand it, knows a thing or two about beer.
Just a little.
How do you pour beer for your customers? What is unique about the Czech pouring tradition? And do you pour all the beers the same way, or are some beers different?
Yeah, so I guess we can start with that we are pouring all types of beer the same way. It doesn't matter if it's like a Czech lager, which is more traditional in here, or we are pouring IPAs, sours, and basically whatever else. Everything we do the same way on a tap. And what's important while tapping in the Czech tradition is for sure, first thing, take care of the beer glass, which has to be clean, wet, and cold. So we use a special system how to do it. Most of the bars in Czech are trying to have a cold bath for the glass. So first you have to clean it properly, rinse it, and then put it into cold bath. When you do this, then you can start pouring. The Czech classic pour works very well with liquor tap system, with the side pulls, or as newly they also made vertical pulls, which are working the same way from inside the system, but just look a bit different from outside. And then you can start pour. It depends like what kind of pouring you choose, because we do the classic full pour, but also like some other different specific styles, which might look weird anywhere else outside the Czech Republic. And then like while pouring, you also have a certain important things you have to hold on. That's the degrees you hold with the glass on a tap, that you have to spill a bit of foam outside the pool before you start pouring, because it can be oxidated a bit and you want to have like a creamy foam. And all the Czech classic style of pouring of any type of beer will always have a quite rich amount of foam. So when coming to Czech and order a double IPA, just be prepared that it's gonna have a lot of foam in it.
Okay.
So your bar does, like if I order a Berliner Weiss or a sour, like a like kettle sour, and I go to your bar, you're gonna pour it with the big foam, like the big wet foam.
Yeah. The sours
that's awesome. I'm okay with that.
the sours could be for sure a bit problematic time to time. It depends on
that's true.
It depends on like what kind of fruit you put inside. So sometimes they are not able to be poured with that rich foam, but we are trying to do at least some of it. But most of them work very well on a tap. So yeah, you will receive whatever you want with a rich foam. Maybe beside the wild ales. They are not so carbonated, so that wouldn't work, I guess.
Is there a difference? Do you find there's a difference? Because you've come to America, obviously. Like when you guys pour a double IPA on that type of system versus getting a double IPA, you know, on a regular keg, like is there a flavor difference, or since you're getting more foam?
I experience very nicely poured beers in the States, in a few different bars and breweries, but mostly they have only the liquor side pulls for the Czech lager style beers. So I guess I didn't have the option to try to pour IPA out of that in the States. So that would be poured with the classic old style without foam.
Did you find when you were in America and they were doing those the side pull, because a lot of people now have the side pull taps. Are they getting authentic Luker ones, or are they kind of like American ripoff ones? And did we, when you were here, did they do a good job? Were you like, all right, you're doing it right? Or were you like, well, we gotta have a discussion about what you think Czech tradition is?
Well, I think that the spots I visited had the original Luker side pulls, and I also think that most of the people told me that they kind of know Jan from Luker. He also been himself over there in few of these spots, so most of them were like the real Luker. And about the pouring, I think that they were doing very good job. Some of them told me that the only thing we can learn how to do it is from a YouTube video. So I was like, well, if it's from a video, this is a very good job. And we were just like, I was trying to kind of improve a small things, small differences. So I hope it helps.
Yeah,
Of course,
good. I love that. I think to the average consumer, they see that side pull, and really the all they understand is that it pulls from the side rather than up and down, although you say now there's some top pull ones. But importantly, there's a screen inside the tap, right? And what does that do?
the screens helps to make the foam even better, long lasting, if I can say, and more like creamy and stable. So you can basically play with amount of the screens. In pool we have 9 beers on tap, 6 lagers, which we have like permanently on tap for 1 year. And so you start to work with them, and they are basically acting the same way all the year. 4 of them are unfiltered and unpasteurized, and 2 of them are filtered, pasteurized. These two, which are filtered, works differently with the foam. The foam is more wet and kind of disappear faster. So we are playing with adding more and more screens. So kind of average amount is, for example, 2 with the lagers and IPAs, but you can like add multiple of them. So we are using, for example, 4 of them if it's needed for the foam.
That's
That's interesting.
I've never heard anyone add multiple. So Magda came to Fox Farm where I work part-time, and we only used one screen, and then after she taught the staff good pouring tradition, now we use 2. And I haven't been there in a while to see the difference, but it was very interesting to talk about the differences in like screens. It's not something that like I thought you could. You don't think about pouring tradition as like being able to like adjust it slightly, but you can do a lot of things. And that was re really cool. The like the use of sc like different screens. I think that's awesome.
Like basically only one screen still helps to create the creamy foam. But when you see it's like kind of, weak, you can add 1 or 2 more, and you should see the difference in the final poured beer that, yeah, that stays for a longer time. That's cool. Which is what we want, at least in Czech Republic, to have beer with foam, which long for a certain time, because the foam is protecting the beer before oxidation. That's why the Czech pouring style is so different from the others, and that's why a lot of foreigners are watching at us kind of weirdly when we are working and see the Czech properly poured beer when they order it.
Well, that actually brings me to my next question. Do you think people appreciate it? Do you have to do a lot of explaining? Or do people maybe seek you out because they know you pour a proper beer?
Some of them for sure they don't know. So yeah, we have to do some explaining, but mostly they are not trying to argue much. So we have to explain. The fun thing is that we don't have glass for a small 0.3 liter beers at Pult. So that's why we do something called Schnitt as a small beer. And that's a small beer in amount, but with a way bigger amount of foam than the classic full pour. That's mostly what they are looking really at. But we explained it that it has a reason. The foam at the full pour also had the reason. It's not oxidating that fast, so you can drink in a normal amount of time. You don't have to be in hurry a lot. And most of the people, you just explain it once and then they still order another beer and they said, yeah, plus it tastes very good. That's also
oh, good.
True. It's not only it. Like for the protection, but the foam is a bit different in taste from the classic flat beer. It's smoother and a bit sweeter. So when you drink beer in Czech and you basically drink at once both of that, a bit of foam and a bit of beer, so it makes a nice flavor at all in your mouth.
Yeah, so it sounds like you view your job as actually enhancing the beer. Like, it's not just that you are following a tradition. You're very thoughtful about what beer you're pouring, what specific beer you're pouring, how to pour it, and how to bring forward the beer in the best possible way. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that our bar is focusing on this kind of thing. That I hope that all my colleagues are not doing this kind of job just because they need to work somewhere, but I hope that they really likes it. And we are trying to offer people the best beer we are able to. And out of the 9 beers on tap, we also have like a lot of different beer styles in bottles, which is not only from Czech Republic, also from abroad. A lot of Belgian lambic style beers, for example, Trappistic beers, monastery ales, German beers, some cans from United States, pastry sours from, for example, Sweden, and so on. If you not choose anything from a tap, we also discovered the way how we can serve you a can or bottle beer to a glass, which looks the same way as we do it from a tap. So yeah, we are trying to doing the best, I guess, for the beer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Is there any special way you pour like a can, like a pastry sour into a glass? Like I'm fascinated how you can get the same consistency. What's that like? I'm fascinated.
The secret is for sure you have to take care of the glass again the same way, so it's clean, it's rinsed, and it's hidden in a fridge, so it's cold. Then you just rinse it on a tap before start to pouring the beer from can or bottle, it doesn't matter. And we use a small amount of foam from a tap into the glass. You just rotate the glass a bit to make it, you know, covered with the foam from inside. Then you spill the foam out of the glass, and then you start pouring from a can or from a bottle, mostly in like 45 degrees, a bit on a glass. Then you make it more straight into the middle of the beer, and the final result is a rich, high, nicely creamy foam without any bubbles. It looks like from a tap, and that's just because we used the bit of the foam into the glass, which doesn't resist and do anything in the flavor of the beer. It just cover the glass and helps to make it better when you pour it.
That's fascinating. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
So you obviously, a lot of people who go to your bar, most people who go to your bar are Czech. What is the like Czech population's appreciation? Like, how do they feel about craft beer, either from your own country or from outside? What is their, because I mean, everyone knows Czechs drink a lot of beer. I just didn't know. I've never been to the Czech Republic, so unfortunately, I'll remedy that.
Yet.
But yeah, how do Czech people like the craft beer scene that's coming from outside or your own inside your own country?
Yeah, I think Czech people are very excited about any beer, doesn't matter from which country. It's maybe harder for them to, not harder, but they are more generally into lagers, so maybe they're not a huge fan of lagers from outside, because you know the Czech lager style, the Pilsner style, has a certain steps in the process to the final result taste like it tastes. So, but from the craft scene, Czech Republic has like almost 600 craft breweries, and we are a very small country. So it's very popular in here. People are, I guess, super crazy about sours past 3 4 years. That's why we have like basically one sour all the year on tap, and we are like selling one keg a day.
Oh,
So,
wow.
people likes IPAs a lot in here, and mostly the stronger one. From what I remember when I was working at Vakohoti, which is a brewery in a center, and when I was working behind the tap, one of the most selling beers were like almost double IPA with like 17 plato and 7% of alcohol. A lot of people were drinking that. So people likes beer in here. Basically, I guess it doesn't matter like what kind and from which country. It's not very easy to order sometimes the beer from abroad. So when the bars had the opportunity, the kegs get run out of very fast because the customers are waiting for it.
It sounds like anywhere else where people love the rare thing and the
Yeah.
novel thing. So that's cool. Magda, thank you very much for your time and teaching us about the Czech brewing tradition. I'm hoping that you have interesting videos on, Instagram or whatever, so people can see what you're doing. Can you share your social media handles, or how do people follow what you're doing?
Yeah, you want to send it later, or I don't know if I can spell it
Yeah,
right.
say you can say it now.
Say it, we'll
Yeah.
put it on. Yeah, we'll put it on the website too, so people
That's
can.
the easiest way. It's not like locked or anything, so anyone basically can see some photos from what we are doing for sure.
Oh, can
Cool.
you say them then?
Yeah. What's the yeah, where can people reach out? And then we'll put it on the website.
That's Magda Hopova at Instagram. The surname is Hoppova, everything together. So yeah, I'm using, I guess, on Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you
Wonderful.
very much.
Yeah, thank you for your
Welcome.
time.
My pleasure. Thank
Yeah.
you for inviting me.
Of course. Cheers.
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 How great was that, Em?
Oh
Are
my
you
God.
happy?
I'm so happy. It's fun to see two sides. One, you have Eric at Cohesion doing traditional Czech pours, but then on the flip side, you have Magda at Pult doing like sours in, like with whipped foam in the
I
Czech
think that's
Republic.
awesome. I want to
It was
know, are you going to install a water bath in your kitchen for your glassware?
so we actually when we just redid our kitchen last year, and I wanted a spray, like a
Yeah, the spray thingy.
cleaner, and my husband's like, it's called the sink. It's right. You just turn the sink on. Why would we? And I was like, oh, that's fair. But yeah, actually thinking that using your sink with cold water and getting the glass cold, not freezing, don't freeze your glasses, everybody.
No, not frosted glassware.
Not frosted glasses, cold glasses. There is a difference. But using your sink to get the glass cold, not having a, I mean, I'd love a water bath. But that is, what about you, Don? Are you going to put in a water, put in a water bath in your, in your kitchen?
It will be temperature controlled, glycol chilled, with a thermostat on it, so it's automatic
Wow,
at
what a
all times.
lifestyle.
I'm just kidding. I think that episode was great. I'm really like it was it's so much. I love when people appreciate that beer is not finished once it's packaged. There's
Absolutely. Oh,
more
yes.
to it. The Brits are good at that,
Mm-hmm.
and the Czechs are good at that as well, as we've just learned. So I love it. Well, anyways, please visit allaboutbeer.com and follow us on social media at All About Beer. And if you're feeling generous, please visit patreon.com/allaboutbeer to support this show and others. If you have questions for the experts, please email us podcast@allaboutbeer.com. That's also the email for feedback, suggestions, or to inquire about supporting this show through advertising. Em, how can people reach out to you?
I am at Pints and Panels across all social media, and my website is pintsandpanels.com. What about you, John?
I am at the Dawn of Beer on X, Threads, and Instagram, and people can drop me an email at dawn@thedawnofbeer.com. And here's a final word from our sponsor.
Big breweries around the world have
This
set up
show is produced.
laboratories in their factories to isolate and preserve their yeast strains and monitor fermentation using scientific methods. Aware that healthy yeast ensures healthy fermentation and therefore good beer, brewers created yeast banks. In the various yeast banks located worldwide, each brewery stores its yeast under optimal conditions, as is the case with Estrella Galicia, which specifically stores its own lager yeast strain and the renowned Weinstephan Brewery in Germany. This ensures that, in the event of any issues at the brewery, they can always recover their yeast and not lose the unique character that defines their beers. This is especially important considering that each of their beers is brewed from a unique, distinctive, and differentiated wort. Experience the difference and learn more on Instagram at Estrella Galicia, USA.
This show is produced by All About Beer. Visit allaboutbeer.com for articles, notes on this show and others, and to connect via the newsletter and social media. Cheers.
Nostrovi.
Nastrovi.
Nostrovi.
Get a water bath.